This is Danielle Yaovietska with the BBC News. Hello. The US Treasury has said in a letter that it's been hacked by Chinese state-sponsored actors. In what's being described as a major incident, the hackers gained access earlier this month to staff workstations. Rowan Bridge reports.
According to the letter sent by the US Treasury, Chinese state-sponsored hackers gained access to departmental workstations. From there, they were able to get into what are described as certain unclassified documents. The letter says the hackers managed to get into the system after stealing a key, which allowed them to bypass security on a cloud computing service. It was provided by a company called Beyond Trust. They say the service has now been taken offline and there's no evidence that the Chinese state actor still has access to Treasury information. The department says it's working with law enforcement across government to ascertain what the impact of the incident has been.
The World Health Organization has called on China to share data on the origins of the COVID pandemic, 5 years on from its start in the city of Wuhan. The WHO said access to information to help understand how the pandemic began was a moral and scientific imperative. Many scientists think the virus transferred naturally from animals to humans, but others suspect it escaped from a laboratory in Wuhan. The new authorities in Syria are reported to have given foreign Islamist fighters roles in the armed forces, which are being reorganised following the fall of Bashar al-Assad. Sebastian Usher is in Damascus.
Several Syrian sources have deduced that out of almost 50 new military roles that have been announced, at least six have gone to foreigners. The role of foreign fighters in various armed groups during the civil war is one that stirs strong feelings in Syria. Opponents of HTS, the Islamist group that is now effectively in charge of the country, have long accused it of being largely made up of foreign jihadists. Ahmed al-Sharra, the leader of HTS and now Syria, responded by getting rid of many of those foreign fighters. But some of those that remain now seem likely to be given Syrian citizenship, along with their families.
Ukraine and Russia have carried out one of their biggest prisoner of war swaps. The deal was brokered by the United Arab Emirates. Will Vernon was at the site in northern Ukraine as the Ukrainian prisoners were returning.
189 Ukrainian servicemen emerged into the winter night, many draped in the Ukrainian flag. Waiting families hugged them tightly, tears streaming down their faces. Some of the men had spent more than 2.5 years in captivity. The Russian authorities said 150 of their citizens had returned from Ukrainian captivity and were being given medical treatment.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. The Israeli military says it shot down a ballistic missile launched from Yemen before it crossed into Israeli territory. It's another suspected attack by the Iran-backed Houthis. An Argentine lawyer who has filed a case against the Nicaraguan president Daniel Ortega and his wife Rosario Murillo says an international warrant has been issued for their arrest over serious human rights violations. The case is being brought on the principle of universal jurisdiction, which allows the prosecution of crimes against humanity outside their country of origin. A state of emergency has come into force in Trinidad and Tobago, which is in the grip of a gang-related crime wave. The authority said the emergency powers made defence forces de facto police officers with powers to conduct searches without a warrant. Bail is also being suspended in the Caribbean nation, which has seen more than 600 murders this year. The actor Stephen Fry and the former England football manager Gareth Southgate are to receive knighthoods as part of New Year's honours awarded by King Charles. The author and screenwriter Kazuo Ishiguro becomes a Companion of Honour, a title bestowed on people who've made a long-standing contribution to arts, science, medicine or government. Charlotte Gallagher reports.
Gareth Southgate has been knighted for services to football after leading his squad to the finals of Euro 2020 and 2024 and the semi-final of the 2018 World Cup. The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, said he was truly humbled to receive a knighthood, adding it was the honour of his life to serve the city. The actor Stephen Fry becomes a Sir for his work on mental health awareness. The oldest recipient is Colin Bell, a 103-year-old Second World War RAF pilot. He has received a British Empire Medal for charitable fundraising.
BBC News.